Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So here's our assignment from yesterday. A lie can travel halfway around the world while the truth is putting on its shoes. We see constantly in our own experience that egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate is ever vigilant when it comes to defending its territory. Keep in mind, it considers us its territory. We must be here to catch ego's lies. The moment unfolds, and quicker than a wink, the voices come in with their no. True, the no is not often that dramatic, but if we're paying attention, we realize ego's whispered, is capable of bringing us to a shuddering halt. Today, listen for each lying no and return attention to the truth of this here now. All right. Here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, it's Janice from Victoria.
Well, hello, Janice.
Hi, Janice.
Hi there. There are no more leaves on the trees.
Yes, yes, it is true. It looks different from the way it looked in Maui?
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
And happy solstice to all those in the Northern Hemisphere that are waiting of the return of the light.
Oh. It's just a happy day, isn't it?
It sure is.
Mm-hmm.
So, practicing with that, the lies that conditioning would say, what I wanted to really acknowledge was that yesterday I could really practice with that because I had the group coaching. I had an opportunity to talk, and then as I was speaking and being reflected or facilitated, I could see those lies being revealed for what they were and get a different perspective.
Uh-huh. So if you weren't, I'm projecting here, your sense is if you weren't in that environment, those lies would not have been obviously lies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so much with practice. There's so much fine-tuning. Fine-tuning, seeing these extra little details that they're not glossed over anymore.
Yes. Subtle. More subtle, more subtle, more subtle. So the screaming no, but the, from ego.
Yes.
Right? So
yes.
The lies are getting more subtle all the time as we pay more attention and recognize what's going on.
Yeah.
Which, just to underline that, the argument for being with Sangha, because conditioning could have been saying whatever it was saying in another environment, in another venue, and there's every chance that you would not have noticed it. It would just sound true.
Yeah. Yes, and it would have kept me quiet about things that need to be communicated or spoken about, just to put it out there and hear it, and possibly, God forbid, get some help.
Right. Yeah. 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 Which ego just hates, right? Just
yeah.
Hates. Because it doesn't experience it as help. It's interference. It's being controlled. It's having somebody else messing in your life. And, of course, what we get out of that is messing in its life, which is what
yeah.
We want.
Yes. And then I had, following that, a reflective listening buddy call where I got to practice and rehearse something that my heart wants to communicate, and ego's just got all sorts of stories of beliefs that it's trying to put up about it. Don't say, don't ask, you know, that type of thing. And and I guess just acknowledge, like, this is my rehearsal. I get to practice this.
Yes, you get to practice it with somebody who's just going to reflect what it is that you're saying. There's not somebody who's going to say, "Ooh, Janice, that's really, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't say that." Because we can find those people everywhere in our lives, right?
Right.
But to have somebody just simply reflect what you're saying so that you can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, all right. I can. And then, again, you're seeing the subtleties in it.
Yes. Yes, because when I see the subtleties in that, I see that in, that's just that one content, but I can see it. Like, okay, ooh, that's just happening in that place, in that place.
Yes.
And
yes.
Here it is now.
Yeah, because we learn to be able to feel it, to sense it, the way the body is held, the tension in the body, the way the face is held, the words that are chosen, the thoughts that are there. We begin to recognize what it feels like when ego has taken possession of the human being.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely, yes, where the energy is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so the final thing of all of this is that really, and then that whole not knowing. So when it came back, I had explained that there were some distressing things, well, just at the end of my trip, but that I was able, about what was going on at home. And ego said, you cannot bring up that you would really, really like to go on the New Year's retreat. So this has been a whole process of, like, if this happened, why this, you know, and what supports could mm-hmm. be in place. And you know, it's quite the process, and there's a bit more communication that needs to happen and that I'll be able to do. But I'm signed up. The flights are booked. All these things are happening. And
falling into place.
It's Yeah, yes, and it's given me such an opportunity to communicate things that would not have, well, okay, so sharing, it's like sharing with Sangha, and there's also like sharing the load of other things that none of us can do this sort of thing alone.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
And yep. what kind of peace do we, like me, like my ultimate thing, I'd like peace now. I definitely want peace at the end of my life. But if I have stuff that conditioning has me in its little hold with, that's just going to come at the end of my life. So do it now. Just
do it now.
Let's do it.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And part of that, of course, is realizing there are no mistakes.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong. And so we just take the next step. We see what happens. We see where we're in the grips of. We work through that. We let that go. It's a place of acceptance. Other people are having whatever life experience they're having. Okay, this is fine. Next step. And we see that the only thing that happens is more peace, deeper learning, not knowing, but
yeah.
deeper learning, and faith. Faith and trust.
Yeah, faith and trust.
This journey
yeah.
is fine. It's just exactly where we want to be.
Yes. And I think maybe those, the faith and the trust and the not knowing. And what I'm finding is dropping expectations. Because that's all the beliefs and assumptions, but I see in subtle ways there's this expectation. And when I say, what's that
Let's
about?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well,
thank you.
I'm thinking it's all going in a good direction, and and there's a New Year's retreat in our future. So
yeah, so
we'll hold that good thought.
Thanks, Sherry and Ashwini, and thank you, everybody, and we're all holding hands, walking each other
home.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Janice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Janice. See you soon.
See you soon.
See you soon.
I just love that, the of ego, right, Sherry, that shows up in so many subtle ways, and expectations are so its way of getting us to it should be different than it is, because it sets up how it should be and automatically causes that comparison, and then we're not here for what is.
Yeah. Yeah, and if we can be in that place that Janice is describing, where actually what I'm doing is looking for expectations, because that's my that's my big awareness now. So I want to see wherever they are, wherever they're hiding, and then instead of, when I run into one, it's, I haven't seen that. Oh, very good.
Well, and the part I appreciated is how the expectation is so implicit that we wouldn't even go against it. Like, it's so subliminal that I won't ask, because I am so conditioned to believe that asking is not something that I do.
Yes. Yeah. Which is the argument for following life's guidance, right? If it drops in, I'm going to pursue it. And it just doesn't matter what is going on in conditioned mind. If it drops in, I'm going to pursue it, because I know. There's something good for me in that.
Yeah, and I never know what I'm not aware of, except by revelation, when awareness registers it through intuition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, revelation, when awareness registers it via intuition. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There it is.
Well, very exciting. And here we go. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Hey. Oh, gosh. So the no was the resistance to calling in, and just watching myself feeling what it felt like in the body, and then knowing that I would call in, and so much of what the last conversation just mirrored my experience of the, you know, the desire and the willingness to be with Sangha.
And again, what a helpful place to be. So there, it drops in that you want to call into the show, and then you're there, and you watch how resistance attempts to come in, take you over, and get you to, and control you to do what ego wants you to do instead of what the heart wants to do. Right? You're there for all of that, which is just about the biggest workshop we can ever be present in.
And then sitting here and listening to the conversation, and then, you know, and then the ego on the parallel tracks, with its resistance continuing, like, oh, I hope they don't call on me. I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm not prepared. And then trying to think of things to say, and then focusing the attention on actually listening to the conversation. It's amazing that it leaves me speechless to watch all this and.
Well,
And here I am.
Yes. Well, again, to be present in a workshop. You know, that what you're describing is actually the most powerful place to be in practice.
Mm.
Because you are in awareness as it's all happening. So you're right there. You can feel what it feels like to be the person under the grip of ego. You can feel what it feels like to be in awareness of that happening. You can see how the process happens. So you are simultaneously the person that this is happening to and awareness of what's happening to that person. That's how we get to unconditional love, acceptance, and compassion for the human being.
Yes. Wow. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. you're the one who described it.
And I must admit, there's some emotion happening now because there was a plan earlier in the year to attend the New Year's retreat, and then I watched it dissipate, and I watched it not happen for me. And there was always this question of, is this life or is this ego, which is only from ego that would be happening, that question, and still not knowing what the process was, but also that, you know, that now I'm not going to the retreat and made that decision. And then also being in the place of feeling all the emotions around it and the desire and just that, just wanting to express that.
Well, Karen, again, it's a workshop,
mm-hmm.
right? And that this was just came up the other night in group at center, and it was actually our very own Sister Phil. When we were attempting to buy the Zen Center, the original Zen Center, and the small group of us had absolutely no money at all. And so what to do? And the same thing happened, of course, when we bought the monastery property. Again, we had no more money than we had the first time around. And she would just say, well, I think we just need to keep going until something stops us.
Mm-hmm.
And we've never been stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So in that same way, when we get that, is this life or is this ego, you're right. That's always ego that's going to ask that question. And so what we can follow instead is that very wise advice. Well, I'm just going to keep going until something stops me.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's not for you, it's not going to happen. And so something will, just kind of in that magical, mystical way, just kind of divert your path. Suddenly you'll miss that turn and you'll be on another one, and you'll be just fine where you are, and you will realize whatever it is that you realize. But letting the conversation stop us from moving along down the path, that to me is the important piece of this particular workshop that you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Then it comes in with the regret, because it's really true that, you know, it could have gone a different way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it kind of comes up with that regret to say, ha, gotcha.
Yes, yes. And what I'm seeing is how no matter where the quote-unquote decision came from, you know, where I am on this journey and here right now, and whatever, ego is always going to make it its meaning and its interpretation of it.
Yes, yes. Which is why I like my meaning of this is a workshop.
Yeah, yes.
And there are no mistakes in awareness. You may have gotten as much out of the New Year's retreat through this process as you would have gotten by being here with us at the New Year's retreat. And if we keep in mind that we have this pattern of doing the New Year's retreat again in North Carolina and again in Pennsylvania, then good Lord willing, the creek don't rise, there will be another opportunity.
Oh, yes, yes. And every moment with Sangha is a beautiful moment. And there we are. All right.
There we are. And again, if all goes as we hope, we'll be meeting like this right on through the whole process. So,
mm-hmm.
No problem.
All right.
All right.
You.
Thanks, Karen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Karen. You know what dropped in for me during that conversation, Cherry, is the fact that the lie is that it could have happened.
Yes.
It didn't.
Right.
And it can't. You know, right? That we never stop that subtle place of the assumption is that, well, it could have gone differently, but it's not possible.
That's right. It could have, but it didn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to be present to how it is, you know, that's what it is right now. And that's why the past is such a place of suffering, because it's the assumption that it's possible for something to have gone the way it's not going now.
That's
or
right.
The future, or however that was. Yeah. I think we get my drift.
It's a lie.
Everything that's not
it's
here
a
is
lie.
A lie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. We have time for several more callers, so here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Mary Ann from Canada.
Good grief. You gals are in parallel there.
Well, I was just so excited with that last conversation. I have to phone in just to say I loved it. Because it resonated so much with me about intuition and... now I can't really remember all of the things, but it was just like fireworks going off, going, yes, yes, yes. Anyway.
That's such an important point for us, though, because conditioning would tell us that if that happens to you, you need to remember that. You need to be able to talk about it. To be able to communicate to others about this. No, you don't. The thrill is being present and in the fireworks.
Yes, well, I agree. I thought, I don't remember, but it's, you know, it's okay. I'll just say whatever comes up.
That's right. I'm just enjoying the fireworks.
And I guess, you know, it's just an appreciation of Sangha, that Sangha just brings forth so many riches. It just, it's like the assignment from the day before where it was, I am a multitude. Well, that's Sangha.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes, and there's no contradiction.
No, and it's just, I guess it's also, the fireworks is also, when you're connected, like kind of a heart connection, you go, that's where the fireworks come, so you're connected.
Yes, and the other word that we're so fond of, present.
Right.
Right, because that's what's going on. You're here for it, and it's a complete, absolute, and utter thrill.
Yes, and you know, there's the intuition to phone in. You know,
get in the queue.
Get in the queue, and you know, just that. I am learning to go with that feeling more and more because it proves the path, you know, that's how things work out. I know the other thing is keep going until something, you know, you're stopped. I love that.
Yeah.
You know, it's my new mantra. I'm going to keep going until I'm totally stopped.
Until something stops me. Right. Yeah. And then it'll be, thank you, new direction. Right, because you don't want to go off of any cliffs. So that realization that everything is for us, it's all a workshop.
Well, I've been stopped by ego for so much in my life that I am determined to not let that happen, and it just it was a big reminder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. And it is the way to the fireworks.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, again, see you soon.
Yes, I will see you at the New Year's retreat. And Gassho to all the Sangha and to you and Ashwini for doing this Project Joy this year. It has been really amazing.
It's been glorious, hasn't it? And it continues to be. So here we go.
Well, I just had to get my
thank
you. In there. Okay.
Say what?
I just had to get my gratitude in there.
Oh yeah. Oh well, we can't have too much of that. Yeah. Yeah. So thank you for that.
Take care. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Thanks, Marianne. Talk about twinkling.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, there's a range, isn't there? From twinkling
yes.
to fireworks, and that's the continuum
yes.
we want to be on. Yeah.
Very appropriate for the season.
Yes.
Well, we have time for one more caller here, Sherry, so here we go.
All right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Yippee. Hi, it's Anne from New York.
Well, hello.
Hi, I'm so happy to be on. I am just so enjoying this. Well, I've enjoyed all of the Project Joys, and I just want to have deep gratitude for this amazing Sangha and you and Ashwini and Michael and everyone, and just feeling very grateful for strengthening my presence in the world.
Oh, wow. That is a lovely phrasing.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, that is a lovely phrasing. Strengthening our presence in the world.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Bringing to the best we can, bringing to the world what we hope for the world.
Yeah. And I every day, yeah, I practice, and I don't know when you were talking about how to get somewhere to presence, I think, or unconditional love, the song from Sesame Street dropped in, you know, can you tell me how to get to unconditional love? And I was just thinking about this particular episode, and I'm just so grateful for practice, and also what I dropped in, what I just want to briefly bring up is today I was talking with a friend about something that I, quote unquote, that's presence is in awareness of, and we had different views, and there was a time when I would have been uncomfortable. There would have been uncomfortable in the fact that we have different, and my friend at times wants us to have the same view, and just today it just dropped in that I'm totally fine, that I am okay with my presence of this particular content right now. And it might change. Mm-hmm. And really what dropped in at that moment was the recitation for meditation that we do about everything changes. I don't know. The words are not dropping in. But the
it's just living in the great
in the
I
moment.
Don't know.
Yes, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. Right now it seems like this. Could
uh-huh.
change, could be something else. It's
yeah.
all fine. Because we're both, in the case of you and your friend, we're both we're in the exact perfect place for us to be to receive whatever it is that is for us right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I have one other quick thing for today's show. You kept saying, and the argument could be, and I was like, why do we want to argue?
Well, I think there are different definitions of argue.
Okay, I'll look into, or tell me your definition of argue. Let's see there. How about that?
Well, it could make a case for.
Oh, okay, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't mean we're going to put on our gloves and duke it out. It's making a case for. It's kind of like apology has different definitions as well. So.
Although what just dropped in when you were saying about that, about put on your gloves and duke it out, when ego, sometimes you do need to do that, though. You need to be like, hey. Leave me alone.
Yes, or we could just realize that, no, here, you take my gloves, ego, and because I'm really not interested in engaging with you on any level.
Oh, yeah.
So, bye.
Well, thank you so much, everyone. I'm just so grateful for presence and your guidance on that path to presence. So thank you.
Yeah. Good show. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. Take good care.
You go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Anne. It goes back to that assignment about multitudes, right, Jerry? That everybody is, in order of intelligence, having a particular life experience. And there's no reason for it to be a reason for disconnect.
That's right.
Because we're required to. Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
No, just that is what life is. It is multiple expressions of itself. And when we encounter difference, It's actually a spiritual process to acknowledge that we are different, but we're the same expression. And to do that requires the me to be surrendered. It's actually a sacred process of discovering union, is to register difference and then let go of me.
Yes. So I'm thinking, while you're saying that, of facets. Right? One jewel with infinite facets.
Mm-hmm.
And we really don't want to be facets arguing with other facets.
Yes. Yes.
And helping us see. Yeah.
Well, and it leads us right to our assignment for the day.
Well, Ashwini, if I may just say one quick little thing, and that is that, because I might not say it tomorrow, you and I, and Michael, especially, get a lot of expressions of gratitude for what we do. But I don't want to leave out of the equation the incredibly hardworking monks who are always there behind the scenes, making all of this possible for all of us. And so I just, as people send out those thoughts and wishes of those expressions of gratitude, to include those folks as well, because they are certainly as big, if not a bigger part, of making this sangha possible as any of us who are more visible and audible.
Yes. Well, deep gesho. I can just picture them all in the meditation hall.
Yep. There they are. Sitting there. Yep. It's a very nice picture to have.
All right, here's our assignment. The world is so full of possibilities that dogmatism is simply indecent. What an astounding point of clarification. The world is so full of possibilities. If we consider, there is only one of everything. Every single thing is the center of the universe. Comparison is a silly illusion. There is no such thing as a self that is separate from life. This is a non-separate reality. And yet, the voices of ego-centered karmic conditioning self-hate want us to focus on a single point of view, it, and believe that that opinion is irrefutable, eternal truth. What nonsense. Indecent is a good description of such a pathetically limited orientation to life. Today, embrace decency as possible over puny, petty, and paltry opinions. Record and listen.
Well, that is a good follow-up, isn't it? All right. Off to the fireworks.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.